to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. My favorite day of the week, my favorite hour. Except it's cloudy, but got to deal with it. I'm a New Yorker, so I can't stand the clouds. Gallstones, kidney stones, heart disease, and senile dementia. What they all have in common and how to prevent them. Today's show. How I see you versus how you see you. Boy, if I could ever close the gap, would we be able to move the ball even further. I repeat, how I see you. The concern you come in with, the symptom you come in with, and what your version of why you're sitting across my desk and how I see you and what my version of what you need to do are not always the same thing, and the difference is education, thus the show. Gallstones. Gallstones representing the biliary tree, meaning how your body processes bile and what that means. You understand it in terms of clean the gallbladder, and you understand it in terms of gallstones and how gallstones cause pain and don't get your gallbladder cut out. It's much, much deeper than that. Kidney stones. Much less heralded. Fewer people have kidney stones, so who thinks about kidney stones? I see you as a kidney stone. Whether you have kidney stones or not, I'm interested in whether or not your body lives in a chemical state that predisposes itself towards the precipitation of calcium oxalate and calcium phosphate. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to my website, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. Learn by the pictures. The difference between you and me is all these words we use, gallstones, kidney stones, gallbladder flushes, kidney flushes, have much, 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 much deeper meanings. So it's not that you haven't heard this before, but I'm going to deepen your association to the statements I'm going to make. I'm going to add heart disease to that, the calcium and fatty plaques in your arteries. I'm going to add to that your concerns about stroke. I'm going to add to that, more than anything, your concerns about senile dementia. You're starting to get little hints of that now. Your memory's not quite like it was 20 years ago. For some of you, it's getting spooky. Husbands looking at wives, usually wives looking at husbands saying, Charlie doesn't remember anything anymore. This is the reality of getting older, but no, it's not the reality of getting older. It's simply the reality of not understanding these things and how when you're 20 years old, you want to start. Your concern at 20 is not senile dementia, but your concern is, are you precipitating the metabolites of calcium into crystalline forms? Thus the show. This show is going to begin with an inquiry into precipitation versus solubility. So we're going to get a little scientific, not too much, not to give you a headache on a cloudy day, but you got to understand a little bit of common sense science. So get to the website, straighttalk.cc, look at picture number 7. I think picture number 7 kind of says it all, but I'm really going to push today in my totally uncharacteristic way, right? I never push. I'm going to push you a little bit today to get the deeper level. There, picture number 7 on the site. Today's show. We're pouring a liquid from a test tube, a clear, colorless liquid, into a beaker, a cup, made of Pyrex, no doubt. You don't make those beakers of glass because under heat they'll explode, just like ladies in the kitchen. You understand. Pyrex. So we pour that clear, colorless liquid. Could be water, say. Probably not. But it's clear in colors, and we pour it into more clear and colorless liquid, and yet, boom. That golden yellow precipitate starts to form. A precipitate is what we call the crystallization or the precipitation, the formation of something solid out of what was once clear, colorless liquid. Okay? That's how I see you. I see you as a mass, a variable mass of precipitating organism. That's who you are to me, Charlie, Mary. You are a precipitating, you are a variable precipitating organism. We're all precipitating. We're all doing this in different shapes and forms. And we're all doing this variably, meaning we're not doing it the same. Some of us are doing it a lot, and some of us are doing it a little bit. Now, why is part of the show? That you have to be concerned about that means everything. Really, in a finer world, at Kaiser Permanente each year, you would be told by your doctor, you're in a low-grade stage of precipitation or deposition, or you're in a high stage of it. And in that you're accelerating the rate, and you're in a high stage of precipitatory tendency, you have to be concerned where your genes will code for your certain type of precipitate. And in your case, Mr. Smith, it's dementia. In your case, Mrs. Smith, you're going to get your gallbladder cut out. Joe, in your case, plan on a knee replacement. But let's backtrack here. Precipitation. There's a picture. All right, let's go to picture number 5. There's the cartoon. By the way, those of you who listened to the show last week from Los Angeles to China, mainland China, we're getting a lot of hits from mainland China. Very interesting. Well, when you've got, what is it, a billion and a half to 2 billion people, you're going to catch a little from China, but a little's a lot. We get more people, believe it or not, on the website from China than Costa Mesa. How's that? Isn't that the brave new world? Most people in Costa Mesa listen on the radio. I don't understand that. Get to the computer, please. There, the cartoon, picture number 5. A solution, a colorless liquid. A suspension. In that test tube now, of course, this is a cartoon. In that test tube is a suspension. That's a bunch of little solid pieces in tiny little balls. But eventually, those tiny little balls are going to become a precipitate. I know what you're saying. I do know what you're saying right now. You get it already. Medici, I get it. No, you don't get it. I'm going to keep repeating it. I'm sticking my tongue out at you because you don't get it. Because what you're going to do, perhaps, at the end of the show is say, I have toenail fungus. What would we do about that? Or I have tinnitus. I've got a brain tumor. What would I do about that? I'm depressed. What would I do about that? And you're going to show me that you don't really get it. That's why I even did the show. I've done this show before. It was called Precipitation and Disease. Look at that one, because I'm going to give it a slant this time. These are deep concepts. Don't be a computer clone. Don't get computeritis. The trend in society today, if you teach the teenagers, the kids, you see this more and more. They want it fast, they want it hard, they want it quick, and then they want to move. And at the end of it, they don't understand a thing. Everybody's into data acquisition. We're not into slowing it down and grabbing it deep. Believe me, deep is what counts, not fast. Deep. You don't need fast. You need deep. So understand this. You have to sit there with your Cheerios this morning and ask yourself, what stage of precipitation do I live in? Because it will determine those granules, the calcium hydroxyapatite, the calcium oxalate, the calcium phosphate, the uric acid, the biliary sludge, the calcified stones, so on and so forth. It will determine where all of these precipitates are going to go. Look at picture number nine. Take picture number nine. There is the crystallization. That water is between your cells. Picture the cells in all your organs, the cells of your brain, and the space between the cells of your brain. You can imagine that. A cell is like a grape, grapes on a vine. The grapes are wrapped in a plastic saran wrap. That's the capsule of the organ. So take your Thompson seedless grapes, wrap it in cellophane, and hold it up before you. You're looking at an organ. That's exactly what an organ looks like, except in between all the grapes is water. That water you're looking at right there, picture number nine, that water is the water between the cells of your chosen organ. Are you in cirrhosis? Do you have pancreatic cancer? Are you losing your mind? Do you have kidney stones? Are you in renal failure? Do you have a joint up for replacement? Just think of a bunch of grapes. Then wrap all those grapes in saran wrap and put a lot of water through that saran wrap. And you know what you've got? Your organ. Whatever organ you're considering or concerned about. Here's the point. That process whereby this clear and colorless liquid precipitate crystals determines everything. Everything. Now, where are you going to precipitate? Are you going to precipitate on the inside of your arteries of your heart? Are you going to precipitate inside the arteries of your brain? Calcium hydroxyapatite. Are you going to precipitate urate to uric acid and deposit it in your breast? Are you going to deposit it in your elbows? Are you going to precipitate calcium hydroxyapatite in between your joints? Degenerative arthritis. Are you going to precipitate bile? Are you going to precipitate bile salts, normally held in suspension? Vitamin B6, real important. The rate at which you move the bile, much more important than B6. Are you going to precipitate that into bile sludge? Are you going to precipitate that into a calcified gallstone? Are you going to precipitate your phosphate, calcium phosphate, into a calcium phosphate crystal, a kidney stone made of calcium phosphate, not calcium oxalate? Where you precipitate is another issue. But right now, you're thinking about, are you a precipitator? On my show, Precipitation and Disease, there's an eye. There's a certain kind of an eye that's got a lot of white chalk in the eye. Go to that show. Look at that eye. It's called a uric acid constitution, a uric acid diathesis. These people are precipitators. I'm sorry I didn't put it on the show today. You see it in the blue-eyed people. This white chalkiness goes across the eye. You see it in green-eyed people. This white chalkiness that goes across the blue or green of the eye. By their genetics, they tend to precipitate. If you precipitate faster, if you get more calcific plaque than the other guy, more kidney stones than the other guy, more uric acid than the other guy,